Well, he's one of our most beloved landscape artists and the first Indigenous person to be formally recognised as an Australian citizen. Now, Albert Namajira's life story is being told in a picture book for children, and it's being told by his great-grandson, Archibald Prize-winning artist Vincent Namajira. It's a book that celebrates Albert Namajira's achievements and acknowledges his troubled life against a backdrop of social change and historical injustice. I spoke with Vincent Namajira a little earlier.
Morning.
Vincent, congratulations on this book, the pictures and the story. Let me ask you why you decided to write your great-grandfather's story for children.
Well, the reason I wanted to write a story about Albert Namajira, and especially dedicate this to my family, Makabala Arts, and also to, like, children and to parents also, but this book is dedicated also especially to my three daughters that I have. And it's just like when I write this book and I made this book, now I got something to share with my children.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want Australia to have also.
How old are your daughters?
One of them is a teenager. It's getting bigger. And yeah, there's the youngest one and then there's a little tiny one.
You never had a chance to meet your great-grandfather, but you grew up, obviously, hearing about his legend, seeing his paintings. How did his story and his artwork affect you as a child and perhaps inspire you as an artist?
When I first heard about Albert Namajira, and when my nana, she told me that I was a descendant of a famous Indigenous artist of Australia, and then when I heard that, and then his name came out, I was feeling really, really amazed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that amazed, that like has been carrying on through my career.
Did you become an artist, do you think, because you would always have been an artist? Or do you think it was something about bearing the Namajira name that made you first take up the paintbrush?
It was something to me like just carrying on to tradition, the name. Carrying on the family name. It's been a long time since you see in Australia that there's an Aboriginal book for kids in Australia. Especially when I was growing up, I'd never seen that kind of stuff.
Mm.
Yeah, so I decided to paint this book and make a turning point for Australia for this book and Indigenous people to read and also non-Indigenous people to read also.
I think it's an interesting decision to make a picture book, Vincent, because the story is not just a story of how great an artist Albert Namajira was. It's a story that goes to the treatment of Indigenous Australians, the treatment that your great-grandfather experienced and ultimately suffered under. So it's not just a happy story, is it, of a great Australian?
No, it's a story based on Albert Namajira. I just only found that when I turned 18, actually. Like, coming out of foster care and then learning that when you turn 18 and you go back to family, back to community, and then that's the time when you find out something.
There is a moment in the story that was news to me, which is that Albert Namajira was made an Australian citizen, I think it's a provisional citizenship, in 1957. So for these young readers, to let them know that in Australia, for a long time, Aboriginal Australians were not regarded as citizens. What did you think when you found that out?
That was, to me, it's like it's a good progress. It's progressing for the Indigenous race in Australia, so that we could be heard also. So yeah, this goes way back.
As you say in the book, as an Australian citizen, Albert was allowed to vote, to buy land, build a house, and to buy alcohol. All those things will be a real education for, I think, young readers to understand that Indigenous Australians never used to have any of those rights.
To the readers, if they do pick up stuff like that in this book, it'll make me proud to let the young readers, young generation find that also.
I noticed that with some of your famous artworks, like the Archibald winner and some of the other ones I've seen in more recent times, and this book, of course, you feature Albert there in some way, in some shape. He's in the background or the foreground. Are you doing that for a particular reason?
No, it's just the way I enjoy painting. It keeps me, it just keeps me in line with what I want to paint.
To have your great-grandfather there as part of it.
Yes, and also I feel him inside of me when I get recognized or something like that, be heard of, go on media or something, is always with me.
In the book, I mean, this book is an offering to try and educate all Australian kids. Are you hoping this will be a learning tool in schools?
I'm hoping that this book ends up in a library, ends up in a museum, and also ends up in houses for everyone. That I would learn something about it, and I'll definitely learn about my grandfather. To me, it's just like reading, and then if you don't like it, you don't like it. If you like it, you like it. That kind of thing, it doesn't bother me at all. It'll make me proud if you bought this book. It'll really make me proud. Also my children, for all those kids who read this book.
And how are you all going there in your community with COVID and everything?
Growing up all my year in Australia and today, this is kind of new to me and it's a bit, frightening. We've never been through this before in our life. Just a scary wave, I reckon. Today in Australia, it's like we have to come together, all of us.
Vincent, congratulations on the book and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Archibald, prize-winning artist Vincent Namagira, the great-grandson of one of Australia's most acclaimed landscape artists, Albert Namagira. And the children's picture book is called Albert Namagira, published by Indigenous Publishing House, Magabala Books.